And then the week, usually a week before Purim, we'll probably start doing it daily. So now we'll do first, today we'll do just a Hakdomeh to Megillas Esther. Are we off back then? Is it off? Not getting any feedback. Okay. The Gemara Megillah brings down a machlekes. If the chiyuv of reading the Megillah is the whole Megillah, or only different tokvos, tokvos shel Haman, tokvos shel Neis, different milestones in the Megillah, from there you have to start reading the Megillah. Because the truth is that until Gidol HaMelech HaChashverosh is Haman ben Hamdasa, there's not much going on, right? L'chayra, there's not that much going on yet. And then the Nes, if you look at from a Nes part, so it's really more from Balayla Hu Nadad Roshnas HaMelech. But La'alocha, we paskin, you have to read the entire Megillah. From the beginning, Vayhi Bimei HaChashverosh, which means that there's something about the Megillah that's critical, that in order to be Yotzi, you have to read it mamish from the beginning. Right? From even before that tekufa. So l'mashal, to give you an example, Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't find such a halacha, even though that's a chiyuv sipa d'oraisa. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the only Yom Tov we have where we have a theoretically like a presuminisa d'oraisa. Leil Pesach. But Pesach, we don't find such a halacha that you have to go through. We do in the Haggadah go through the whole history, but al tzulchas sipur yitzias Mitzrayim, we have a Mishnah in Pesachim. Reb Gamliel Oymel, kosher l'yom shloi shidvam elu bePesach l'yotzei yidei chavosoi, Pesach matzamor. And even that is a big machlokes rishonim. There are many rishonim who hold that you're yotze, even if you don't say that. You don't even have to say Pesach matzamor. The Ran says it's a mitzvah min hamuvchor. It's not ma'ak of the mitzvah. There's a marsha that learns, we'll talk about this as we get closer to Pesach, that the din of Pesach matzamor is not even in din in Sipur. It's haloch in the matzah and the mar. That Pesach matzamor needs to be spoken about. It's a din in the mitzvah. Lechem sho'inim olav dvorim habe, right? It's a din that in order to be yotze matzah properly, you have to say matzah amahuba. In order to be yotze Pesach, you have to say amahuba. So it's all. In fact, the Stipler has a whole letter he wrote somebody to answer the kasha that they ask in the Sefer Achinuch whether a woman is chayiv in mitzvahs Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Pesach night. Right? So during the year, a woman is potter from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So mitzvah says she has man gromah. Shachas Ayah talks about why it's man gromah. Yom is the whole day and Lila is the whole night. Shachas Ayah talks about that. But the fact is that a woman is potter. Leil Pesach, a woman is chayiv. And at that, the Stipler is trying to explain why would a woman be chayiv Leil Pesach and not this old kasha. What's the difference between the chayiv Pesach night and the chayiv the whole year? If anything, the chayiv to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Leil Pesach, theoretically, should be Muzman Gromen. So Shagas Aryeh asks that the chayiv Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole year should not be Zman Groma, because Yoim is Noya Kol HaYoim, and Laila is Noya Kol HaLaila. So basically, 24 hours a day, there's a mitzvah of Schir Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? 24 hours a day. Right now, it's Noya the mitzvah of Schir Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Yoim, and the second the night comes, it's Noya Schir Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Laila. So the Shagas Aryeh even asks, it shouldn't be Zman Groma. It shouldn't be called Zman Groma. But Leil Pesach is Zman Groma. And we find Moshe Kapoya. Lo Pesach, a woman is Yechayiv. What's Pshat? So the Stipler wanted to say a chap. Since a woman is Chayiv in Matzah, and that is a Hekish from Chometz to Matzah, and Matzah has Alocha, Oynim Olav Dvorim Halbe. So as to Chayiv Matzah, she has a Chayiv to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not as a Chayiv, as Yetzias Mitzrayim. As obligation in Matzah. The matzah requires oinim olav dvorim habe. That's a Stipler's Einfall. The bottom line is that even Pesach, where we have this mitzvah d'oraisa, sai in the sipur, sai in the mat, there's no din that you have to say every nuance of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's no din that you have to talk about going down to Mitzrayim. We talk about Mora, we talk about the Shibud, and we talk about the Geula. But somehow, by Purim, the way we paskin, that's Taka the Machlokes in the Gemara, the way we paskin has to start from Vayehi Bimei. You have to start from there, from the beginning. That's where you have to start from. So that's one question. Why? Manishtana. Manishtana Kriyas Megillah from the other Pesuminisa mitzvahs. Well, you don't have to go through the Erev before everything started. Again, one mandom in Megillah, several mandom in Megillah, hold by Megillah the same way. You don't have to start from Vayehi Bimei. But we paskin, you have to start from Vayehi Bimei Achashverosh. Secondly, Chayra, the Tzara of Purim, Zichah didn't start till after, till the Maisa with Haman. So why is the Vayehi Bimei, the Gemara says Vayehi Bimei is a Tzar, right? That's the whole Maisa. Why is the Vayehi Bimei at the beginning of the Megillah? The Vayehi Bimei should be B'shas the Tzar. Right, just like it says by Yom HaShmini, it says Vayehi, and one, according to one opinion, it's because Nadav Avihu died that day. See, normally when you write Vayehi, it's on the Torah itself. But here the Vayehi Bimei is at the beginning of the Megillah. Why is the Vayehi Bimei at the beginning of the Megillah? It's another kasha. So the Shaila is how do we understand this better? So the way to explain this better, I think, is like this. There's a pasuk in the Megillah, Vayehi oimein es hadaso hi Esther bas doidai. The Gemara says, according to one opinion, Esther was doimet hadasa. Many of them say the milus of hadasim. Hadasim have milus. Nimshul sadikim hadasim. Hadasim have milus. Tznius, different things. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Esther yirak rak hoiso. Literally, Esther was green. Right? She had a green complexion. Right? The Gemara says, Elamai had a Achashverosh picker. He wasn't looking for a green lady. Right? So what's Pshat Achashverosh picked Esther? So the Gemara says, Chut Shol Chesed. Stavish to send a Chut Shol Chesed. And that's the way Hashem does I sometimes have tell me they're looking for, and then they marry somebody, whoever it is. They don't marry necessarily the Esther Amalke. They don't marry Sora Imenu, right? The Eibishter gives a chut shel chesed. The Eibishter gives them a chut shel chesed. So, the obvious question is, how you talk that the Torah would call Esther green? Yirakrak. Makes sense that Esther, that the Torah would be miramas, that Esther was green? Haytochen? The Gemara says, by Leah, the Gemara of Abbasra says, the Ene Leah Rakois, Leah's eyes, they were moist or they were heavy. And the Gemara asks him, Bava Basra, Hash the Begnus Behemoth Temeah. The Torah doesn't even say bad about a Behemoth Temeah. When the Torah lists the Behemoth Temeah in Parshas Noach, Behemah Sherinenu Tohoyah. The Torah doesn't want to say something bad about a behemoth. So the Torah says something bad about Leah. That she didn't look good. So the kasha is, and what about Esther? The same thing by Esther. Esther Malka. If you learn that Shitaka was green like a hahados, so it comes out that the Megillah taught us that Esther was be'etzem unattractive. Rather, chut shel chesed. What's going on here? How do we understand this? It's a pella. Mamish a pella. So, let's try to be mechatech the inyan. The Gemara brings down, Shalom, tell me the resolution by Yechai, and it's Chayvu Yisrael, Shabbo Yisei Ador, clear. Rav Shimon by Yechai is telling me to ask them, why were Klai sold that generation Chayv me? So what did they do wrong? And the Gemara says, what they did wrong was that they were nenu misudosa yishalei zerosh. That's what the Talmidim said. Shimon bar Yochai gave a different reason. They had Anor from the Suda of Achashverosh. It sounds like from the Gemara that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was masking to them. He only had one kasha. His kasha was, if the reason why Klai Yisrael chayiv misa was because Nenu Misudosei Shaloi Sei Rosha, right? If that's the reason, so should only be Shushan. Should be Shushan, Yaroigo. Should only be the people in Shushan. Why was the whole world chayiv clear? But vice the chayis from the Gemara, that reason, Nenu Misudosei Shaloi Sei Rosha, is enough of a reason to be chayiv misa. It's a shot. Right. Especially if you learn that the Suda was even kosher. Some Rishonim learned it wasn't even the Suda was kosher. Some learned it was Bishal Akum, Mechveis. What they do already? Chayiv clear? So there's a Pshetel. There's a Pshetel. The Pshetel is said by Gedolei Olam that the Gemara doesn't say Bnei She'ochlu. If it would have been just they ate by the meal, okay. Mishka Ferlach, they ate by the meal. Let's say that. The Gemara says, Nenu. Nenu means they didn't go to the Suda because they had to go to the Suda. They enjoyed it. They were Nenu Misudosei Shaloi Sei Rosha. But even that's a kasha. So they were Nenu. Nu. So that Yechayiv Misa. Yechayiv Kliya. So the Emes is that there's a ganza under a pshat. A ganza under a pshat. That you don't realize when you first read it. But if you go through all the sugyas in Megillah, you see that this party that the Megillah starts with, Fayi b'me'a chashverosh, ha'moylech me'heidu b'ad kush, b'shna sholosh l'mochoy, osa, mishtel l'cholsoro v'avodot, this wasn't stam a party. It wasn't stam an anniversary party. This was a party because Achashverosh made a cheshbon that the Beis HaMikdosh is done. Chas v'shalom, it's not going to be rebuilt. He said, Baal Shatza made a cheshbon, the one before him. He made a mistake. I know, I made a good cheshbon. Beis HaMikdosh is not going to be rebuilt. Because the 70 years already passed by, according to his cheshbon. Wasn't built. Done. No Beis HaMikdosh. And that's why he made a Suda. So it comes out that the Suda was celebrating the Churban, Rachmana Litzlan. The Suda of Achashverosh wasn't stam a Suda that a king is making for his glory. Achashverosh was making a Suda by which he was celebrating the Churban Habayis. That's a Shrekel Chasuda. And that's why he took out the Klei HaMikdosh and the Big Day Kohuna. He was celebrating that the Beis HaMikdosh is over. We'll feed his cheshbon. Now we can understand. You go to such a meal, you nene from a suda of the Chum Beis HaMikdosh. Now we understand, for that you take a chayiv kliya. For that you take a chayiv kliya. It comes out that the main tzara that we were in is that we were celebrating the fact we participated in the celebration of the Churban. That's why the main tzara is from the beginning of the Megillah, Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. That was the main tzara. I asked you, why did we start from there? Why is the Vayhi b'mei over there? That was the main sorrow. That was the main sorrow. Now let's fast forward. Esther Amalka. Achashverosh? Moach b'kippa. Achashverosh had, he ruled over the whole world. Now every single girl had the ability to become, potentially, to become his bride, to marry the king. Who's the king? The king of the world. There's no higher position. Girls were dying to do it. The girls were dying to become the bride of Achashverosh. Plotting. They spent Shisha Chadoshim b'Shemen Amor, v'Shisha Chadoshim b'Avsom of Samruke Anoshim. Right? And it's kosher to my Yinosein Lolovay HaMelech. And every girl took all these, who knows what they took into the king, to be Zeiche, to find favor in the eyes of Achashverosh. What was Esther Amalka? So I want to tell you a posha devort. Esther Amalka, Avada was a Yefas Toyar, according to all the opinions. Avada, she was beautiful. But the Gemara says in Bava Basra, that same Gemara, Leah, the Gemara says, Ene Leah Rakos, Hashtar, could it be that the Torah is telling you an insult on Leah can't be. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, no, her eyes were heavy because she was crying that she's going to fall in the chelik of Esav HaRosh. Right? So Chari, the Gemara didn't answer the question. The question was, how could you insult Leah? How could you say something negative the way she looked? The Gemara says, well, it wasn't that she really looked that way, it's that she was... So what? Let's say a shatran calls you up, tell you I have a shidduch for you. Rather, the girl, she still looks like a truck. But you should know, Be'etzem, she was mamish a beautiful girl. Be'etzem. She was born mamish, she was the cutest baby in the hospital. Mamish, they were taking pictures, the hospital was taking pictures, they had on the diaper boxes. Mamish, it's an interesting thing. The mother of the boy asked for a picture of the girl today. A lot of the mothers of boys do that. Send a picture of the girl. So the shatran sends a picture of a pamper box. Because as a baby, the girl was mamish adorable. And you show the chosn, you see the babies, and you see a little baby. She's walking down the street, she's actually going to do a mitzvah. And she got hit by a truck. So she looks like a truck hitter. But she's not bad. She rather looks like a truck hitter. That's still a gnus. That's not a gnus now. No, but the truck hit her for a good reason. She was mamish running to do a mitzvah. This doesn't make a difference. Lamais, if you say a girl looks like a truck hitter, it's an insult. So how did the Gemara of Abbasri answer the kasha? The Gemara asked, Eini le'arako yisrek the Gemara. You talk about unattractive. How can you say that about Leah? I said, well, it's just story miser. Esav was hated to her. Esav's actions were hated to her. And because of that, she cried a lot. And because of that, her eyes are kind of impacted by it. So why? How do you answer the question? The Teretz is state in the Gemara. State in this Gemara Bava Basra. That somebody who is totally taken over for a spiritual reason. She doesn't want to have Esav. And the way she looked was just was affected by her dislike to Esav, to a Russia. That's a compliment. That is not an insult. That's a compliment. So I want to tell you like this. The emes is that Esther was Yifas Toyar. And the Gemara doesn't answer this, Lamaise. But L'chor, you have to say that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara, the Mandomu says Esther was Yirakra Koise. Right? She was green. So the Gemara asks, so what's pshat that she was picked? But the Pasuk is made Beferish in the Megillah. Fa'anara, Yifas Toyar. The Pasuk in the Megillah is made on Esther Amalka. She was pretty. How does the Gemara get around that? So I want to tell you a pshat. The pshat is that Esther Amalka, Taka in the hospital, she was the prettiest baby. And Taka, when she grew up, she was a beautiful. But then, when they're schlepping her to Arusha, then it was Oymenes Hadassah. Then she turned Yirakrak. She was green from having to be able to be with an Achashverosh. She was taka green from that. That sometimes when you're really disgusted by something, it shows on what you look like. So the Yirakrak was the impact of Atilokach Esther. The Yirakrak was when Achashverosh made a decree that all the Yikbitzu Kol Besula, every Besula that's pretty should be taken, she turned Yirakrak. It made her Yirakrak, just like Leah turned the way she turned from Esav. And Memela, since the chet of Klal Yisrael was Nenu Misuda Shaloi Seirosha, the Yeshua came from somebody who gets despised, disgusted by Achashverosh. The chet came, the tzara came, Vayhibi Me Achashverosh, from us, falling right in to the attractiveness of Malchus Achashverosh, The geula came from somebody who gets yirak-rak. Somebody who turns green from Achashverosh. And that's why that's the hakdomah to the ganze nes. Okay.